This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, not as much snow as expected overnight. It made for a relatively easy work of clearing it away this morning. WBBM's Nancy Hardy's been out talking to people in North Suburban Skokie.
Snowplows were out, but mainly salting or driving on roads that were already cleared. Andy from Skokie says after shoveling last night, there wasn't much left for him to do this morning.
I think it's good that we got it. I think it needs to happen. I think it's good. It kind of cleans everything up, and it's part of winter, and we live in Chicago, so it's not a big deal.
Liz is grateful to live in a townhome where her homeowners association took care of the plowing and shoveling.
I like snow. I think it's pretty for a couple of days, and then it's just gross.
The parking lots of the Old Orchard Mall were clear, leaving behind a pile of snow taller than a car. In Skokie, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago firefighters were sent to a fire in a funeral home in the Austin neighborhood on Chicago's west side earlier this morning. The fire was reported around 4 o'clock at the Fountain Jordan Shepherd Funeral Home on Cicero near Van Buren. It's not known if there were any injuries or how much damage was done.
Police are investigating a crash that sent two women to the hospital on the north side early today. Police say a car was headed westbound on Lawrence near Campbell when it went out of control and hit two planters, sending one of them into a building. A 45-year-old woman is reported in fair condition, with a 28-year-old reported in good condition.
New information reveals that when inmates were transferred out of Illinois' maximum security Stateville Correctional Center last fall, most were sent to prisons with lower security.
After a federal judge decided the 100-year-old prison was uninhabitable, about 400 inmates were transferred to other facilities, the majority to medium security prisons. An analysis done by the Associated Press found that nearly 4 out of 5 went to medium security prisons despite violent backgrounds and against corrections guidelines. 278 were convicted of murder, 100 other violent offenses. This comes as there is a shortage of corrections officers, and they're raising safety concerns. The Department of Corrections says the inmates were placed in appropriate facilities with sufficient security. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago Public Schools CEO Pedro Martinez is a finalist to head the schools in Clark County, Nevada. Reports indicate Martinez is one of 6 finalists. He has held education positions in Nevada before. The Chicago School Board voted to fire Martinez in December, but his contract allows him to stay in the job until June. The Clark County School District is the 5th largest in the country.
A longtime state Republican official says he's not sure the Madigan trial will inspire other political figures to avoid breaking the law.
Pat Brady was chairman of the state GOP from 2009 to about 2013. He's also been a federal prosecutor. He paid close attention to the investigations and the trial of Mike Madigan. Does he believe the conviction will have an impact on Illinois politics?
He's been out for 3 years and gone and out of power. And the good news is that Speaker Welch doesn't run things like Madigan did. But I think, to me, this is the most significant political corruption case in my lifetime because, you know, Madigan was in charge for 40 years and the jury found that he operated the state not for the benefit of the citizens of the state, but for his own benefit. I mean, guilty beyond a reasonable doubt on a lot of the most serious charges. So I think that's probably the biggest significance.
Brady believes it may even make some politicians think twice before misbehaving. In the Loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
That's James Taylor. He's going to be one of the headliners at this year's Summerfest in Milwaukee. Others in the lineup include Chicago, Def Leppard, Megan Thee Stallion, The Lumineers, and George Thorogood. This year's festival is going to be held on 3 weekends from June 19th to July 5th. Tickets are already on sale. DuPage County prosecutors are charging a man with threatening a state lawmaker.
Investigators say 71-year-old William Zaden of Downers Grove left threatening phone messages for State Representative Ann Stava Murray last November. Prosecutors say Zaden threatened to blow up Stava Murray at her office and asked where she lived so he could confront her at her home. Illinois State Police say Zaden turned himself in this week. Prosecutors say Zaden is charged with 2 felony counts of threatening a public official. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The future of a federal program to help protect and restore the Great Lakes is now in the hands of Congress. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative includes thousands of projects that address a variety of threats. Marnie Urso is a senior policy director at the National Audubon Society.
The Great Lakes still remain under threat from things like invasive species that interrupt the ecological health of the lakes. We have pollution runoff into the lakes that can threaten the drinking water quality, development around the lakes that impacts water quality. We also have these areas of concern, which are toxic sites.
Congress is considering a bill that would provide $2.5 billion to fund the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative for another 5 years.
The New York Stock Exchange is moving its Chicago Equities Exchange to Texas. The agency says, pending regulatory filings, it will launch the fully electronic exchange in Dallas. A number of corporations and financial firms have been moving to Texas because of what they see as a more favorable regulatory environment. The Dallas-Fort Worth area already has more finance workers than Chicago or Los Angeles, trailing only New York. From the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Josh List.
I'll do the math so you don't have to. Top 10 in the conference, get to taste postseason basketball in the NBA. And even though the Bulls are getting bullied, losing 13 of 16 games, four in a row, they remain in 10th place in the East. 1.5 games up on Philly and Brooklyn. 5.5 up on Toronto for the final play-in spot. A night after shooting 21% from three-point land, they shoot 22% and lose to the Pistons again, 128-110.
I don't know what we were from three the last two games, but if the ball was going to the basket, we probably wouldn't look disjointed. Now, the other part was I thought the compete rate was much better. Not that it was perfect, but it was much better than it was last night.
Bulls lose, even though the compete rate was up, according to head coach Billy Donovan. Io DeSumo, a team-high 23 in the loss. They'll regroup a week from tonight at the Knicks. On the Bulls' heels, the Nets and Sixers go at it. Brooklyn wins by four. The Sixers have lost five in a row. And they got the bad news in Mesa. Free agent third baseman Alex Bregman turns down the Cubs and other teams to agree to a deal with Boston. The NHL is taking a risk, replacing its traditional All-Star game with the Four Nations face-off. Game one between Canada and Sweden doesn't disappoint. Into overtime in Montreal.
Marner to work. He's in. Marner! It's Marner in overtime!
You know Canada loves its hockey. 4-3 winners over Sweden. Sportsnet Canada, the highlight. Mitch Marner's winning goal tonight. The U.S. plays Finland in their debuts. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Young children in DuPage County can get free swimming lessons.
The county's health department's initiative, called Protect Swimmers 10 Million, will offer free swim lessons to children ages 3 to 5 starting in May. A coordinator for DuPage's initiative says the goal is to prevent child drownings, as well as suction entrapment. That's when a pool drain traps someone. Drowning is the leading cause of death for children younger than 5 years old, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A former federal prosecutor is weighing in on the Mike Madigan convictions. Patrick Collins spoke to WBBM shortly after the verdict was announced concerning Madigan and his co-defendant, Michael McClain.
From the government's perspective, this is a significant win as it relates to Mr. Madigan. Now, as it relates to Mr. McClain, the jury was unable to reach a unanimous verdict. Now, they did convict Mr. McClain in the prior ComEd case. But I think the government, Mr. Madigan, has always been their primary target.
Collins led the case against former Governor George Ryan, who was convicted of racketeering and fraud nearly two decades ago.
A Delta Airlines flight made an emergency landing at O'Hare yesterday afternoon after a smoky odor was detected in the cockpit. Delta says the flight from Detroit to Kansas City diverted to O'Hare. It landed safely around 4:15. There were 73 passengers and five crew members on the flight. No word yet on where the odor was coming from.
The Ravinia Festival is planning to renovate its grounds in Highland Park from now through 2029, starting with its 3,350-seat pavilion. Work on the $75 million renovation plan is already underway, and the festival expects to unveil the updated pavilion in July of next year. It will be named the Hunter Pavilion, thanks to a $10 million donation from Maxine and Thomas B. Hunter, the Third Family Foundation. Updates are also being done to the backstage area.
After the announcements of the verdicts in the corruption trial of former House Speaker Michael Madigan yesterday, the foreman of the jury spoke to WBBM about what went on during deliberations.
Tim Nestner is an insurance underwriter from the Beverly neighborhood. Since October, he's been known as juror number 16, sitting in judgment of Michael Madigan, at one time one of the most powerful people in Illinois politics. He concludes his service with a greater appreciation for the jury system, which he says checks the power of politicians and the people who prosecute them.
As a jury, we really came together. We put in the hard work. We took each count by itself. So to me, the jury system is very much alive.
While he voted to convict Madigan on 10 counts of corruption, Nestner says it's a sad day for the state of Illinois.
My inner feelings aren't great. I mean, nobody likes to put anybody in jail or sentence anybody to anything. You know, finding him guilty on any charge, I think, you know, didn't feel great.
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.